welcome to the Total Soccer Show and a very special episode in which we're doing something a little bit different. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 2024 TSS Super Draft. Woo! Yep, we're inspired directly by a suggestion here from our Discord, from our listener Kenny Sidon, aka Sir Kenneth of Sidon, aka What's the Frequency Kenneth, aka K-Sides. We are drafting a truly global 11 today. Each of us are doing so with some very specific draft rules. I'm going to get into those shortly, but before I do, I'm going to introduce the drafting managers for today. My name is Ryan Bailey. Joining me today, Taylor Rockwell. Hello, Taylor.
Hello. I am ready and nervous and excited and terrified.
Story of my life. Graham Ruffin, hello.
Hello, Ryan Bailey. Yeah, I'm anticipating this one might be a little bit messy. I wasn't sure if it would have an official title? What did you call it? The TSS Super Draft? I presume that's sponsored by Gazprom, yeah?
Correct, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Sure. Or Aramco, one of the two.
One of the least controversial sponsors we could get, indeed. Joe Lowry, are you ready for the chaos?
Graham said messy. He tipped his hand. Strategy off the board.
I heard that.
Tighten up, Graham.
Uh-oh. I'm giving the game away already.
Oh boy. Yeah, this one has the potential to be utter chaos. Once again, we thank our Discord members, Kenny Sidon, who's come up with this one, patreon.com/totalsoccershow. If you'd like to support us, you get access to our Discord and all our bonus content as well. Joe, did you find this one? You suggested that we do an episode on this one, right? This is our first sort of live draft we're going to attempt on a podcast and make it vaguely listenable.
Yeah, there's no way this could go poorly. There are many ways this could go poorly. I love this idea. I love drafts. I am a fantasy football sicko at heart, and so being able to transfer that to the soccer world, I think makes tons of sense. We actually didn't discuss this before going on air, but I think we've talked about it before. To be clear, when we're done with all our teams, building our teams, we're going to turn it over to the Discord to vote, right? Because I know myself, none of us, I think, are going to be objective enough to be able to pick the surefire winner of the four of us. So at least my two cents is that we turn it over to the Discord, let them vote on who wins, and then go from there.
Yeah, this is a common theme for us now. We did it yesterday with Giroud versus Mats Hummels. Emphatic win for sexy Ollie G, I must add.
Never in doubt, surely. Never in doubt.
Never. Well, Taylor doubted it. He was the single vote. At one point, there was one vote for Mats Hummels, and someone spotted it was Taylor.
I believe, well, first of all, the option to vote for Mats Hummels wasn't even on the poll to begin with, so I feel like biased poll immediately. Also, my argument was that Olivier Giroud is a person that men think is very attractive, but that women do not find as attractive. The poll being almost entirely, if not entirely, men, does not fully disprove my argument.
Nah, you're wrong. I think we've overturned that verdict.
So anything, you're wrong.
We've proven me correct, I think.
Alternative facts. Do we use that phrase anymore? I'm not sure. Anyway, we should get on with our draft, the TSS Super Draft, the first of an annual tradition. It will become a yearly custom, surely. We have some rules we're going to lay out here. We are each going to pick 11 players. We're going to do this draft style. So off the board, someone comes off the board as soon as they are picked. They are no longer be able to be picked. We're doing a snake draft between the four of us. Here's where it gets spicy and interesting, per the rules from K-Sides. Three main rules here. Each of us can only draft one player from any given club who's under contract with any given club currently. Each of us can only have one player of any given nationality. And we all must have representation from all five FIFA confederations as well. That's the tricky part.
Again, so if we get, there's if six. We get to there like, are, just to be clear for everybody, there are still six FIFA confederations: Asia, Africa, CONCACAF, CONMEBOL, OFC, UEFA. So I just want to make sure that's very clear. When Ryan tries to skip OFC, we cannot let him do it because that is one of the six, well, not the five.
Well, one person that's not going to skip OFC is Taylor, who I think has like six pages of notes. Since the last time we spoke, I think Taylor has just been watching OFC highlights.
Taylor told me he just went and interviewed Bill Tuiloma for 45 minutes to prepare to learn everything he could about the region.
Did he you works down that? The street from me. I should have gone and said hi. It's a shame. I'm not off to a good start, Joe, when I got one of
you
the confederations missed on my list.
I hope you were ditching UEFA, actually, and you were going to hamstring yourself that way. So
we all agree that was Ryan's subtle attempt to be like, oh, well, I forgot. Why don't we just leave them off and then we don't have to worry about them? That's definitely what happened there, right?
What's a CONMEBOL anyway? Who knows? Okay, we'll get into it. We're going to pick our draft order now, gents. I have in front of me, which only the other three co-hosts can see, four pieces of paper, each with a number. Joe, would you like the top piece of paper, the bottom piece of paper, or one of the two middles?
I'm going to start and end on top, so it can be the top one, Ryan.
The top one is, you are fourth in the draft.
Ah, All right, that's fine.
Graham, whatever. I have three pieces of paper remaining. Would you like top, bottom, or middle?
Bottom, please.
Graham's a bottom. There we are. Number one. Graham goes first.
Yes.
Taylor, top or bottom, please?
I'll go top.
Taylor's number two.
All right.
Which therefore, hence, ergo means Ryan is number three. There we go. So Taylor is leading... Graham is leading off the draft. Should we start? Should we do it? Graham?
You're going to have to... First of all, you're going to have to keep me right on the order of the draft, because the three of you... You were born in the draft. I was merely adopted by the draft. And as a European, this is an alien concept to me. So snake draft means we go down the line and then back up the line, right? So people at top and bottom get two picks each.
Is that, Joe goes twice in a row because he's fourth place. He is the anchorman of our draft.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Graham. You are officially kicking off the TSS Superdraft 2024. Your first pick. Lest we remind you, only one player from any club, only one player of any nationality, and all... six FIFA confederations must be represented in your team.
So I don't know what the three of your strategy is here, but my strategy, I was hoping I would get one of the first picks because I'm going to take the most difficult confederation off the board straight away, and I'm going to go for Liberato Kachachi, the New Zealand left back, as my
you
first
just
pick.
Did that.
This is not. No this is a strategy way. To pick a team, not pick the greatest player straight off the bat. So I am taking Liberato as my left back.
Graham,
that's
what have you done?
Hey, Graham. With pick number two, I will take New Zealand goalkeeper Alex Paulsen of the Wellington Phoenix.
Ryan, these guys are crazy.
There we go.
What is happening? Leo Messi's out there still. What are you doing?
Yeah. See, here is where I agree with Graham, and I will tell you why. Because the thing that is tricky about this is that you can only take one player per club. And so I don't want to take one of the huge ones off the board and not have the club that they play for then not eligible later on. Also... I don't want to have to pick a random New Zealander when I can actually pick one that fits into what I'm trying to do. So I'm going goalkeeper Alex Paulsen of the Wellington Phoenix, uncapped for New Zealand, the 21-year-old.
Wow.
But Wellington Phoenix, I believe, top of the table in the A-League. So I will take the top goalkeeper in the league with Alex Paulsen.
I look forward to Joe and Ryan's teams with like American Samoan wingers on them. At least my guy plays at a relatively high level.
Graham, I was genuinely nervous that you were going to say the goalkeeper first. That's where I was on my like, oh no, Graham had the same strategy as me and now I'm in trouble. Woo, okay.
I'll just
go ahead and tip my hand now. My strategy coming in was to take the OFC player last and still absolutely is.
Yeah.
My thinking is the gap between Liberato Kasase and like, I don't know, Bill Tuiloma or whoever else I'm going to snag from New Zealand most likely is way smaller than the gap between like Erling Haaland and Sebastian Haller or something like that. Like the top end talent that's available on the board. So I don't know. I don't know that that's right or wrong.
I've got the whole world to choose from though for those players.
Yeah, Graham, don't listen to these fools. They don't know.
Wow.
They don't know the beauty of what we're doing. It's all good.
I am actually in shock. This is beautiful.
Joe, I have third pick.
Yep.
I'm going to go from these two New Zealanders.
You didn't think this was happening.
I'm going to have Lionel Messi as my first pick.
Seems like a good pick, Ryan. Who's going on my draft board? I don't mind that at all. I'll just go ahead and go next then. I'm going to take Erling Haaland, who was number one on my board, and I already deleted it when Graham started talking, assuming that he was going to take him. But he did not, and you know what? That's great. Up next, I'm going to take Jude Bellingham. Bellingham. So I have two players from UEFA already. So that is a bit of a problem later on. I need to make sure I get evenly spread. But my thinking on Bellingham, I don't think he's the best player in the world. I think Mbappe would have been the next pick in terms of pure talent. I don't know if Mbappe and Erling Haaland can play together, right? Like both like the slash and behind, both are athletic first and probably the other stuff second, like we talked about earlier on this week. Although Mbappe is a bit more versatile. But I just don't know that there's as many like elite number 8, number 10 types as there are goal scorers. So I feel like I got the best goal scorer on the board and the best like midfield box-to-box guy in Bellingham. So that's my first two picks.
Nice. I like that, Joe. I'm going to follow up with Kevin De Bruyne. So
good pick.
Our first two picks are world superstars.
Have you watched Liberato Kachachi anytime soon?
I looked up his stats recently. Like zero goal involvements in about 1,300 minutes for a bad Serie A team this year. That is a game changer.
That's as many as Anthony has got for mine.
Yeah, that is that's fair.
So Taylor is next up.
You get two, don't you? Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan.
No, I get one.
No, I took two, Taylor. I had the last pick there.
I'm third pick. Taylor, listener, we should let you know we all did relatively different amounts of research for this draft. I did zero. I think Graham may have done a little bit more than zero. Joe, a significantly greater amount than zero. Taylor has notes for days.
He's hired help.
Would you put it in a would you be willing to put it in a Discord afterwards, Taylor? It's very impressive in
sure.
Taylor Rockwell.
I am crossing names off as we go, but yes,
excellent.
I will happily do that.
Wonderful. Yep. Taylor, your next pick, please.
I am torn here. Because there's an obviously very good player left. It does not fit my strategy, but I'm going to go with best player at this point. I will go with Kylian Mbappe.
Wow. Relationship mended between Taylor and Kylian Mbappe.
You know what?
This is tabloid material.
I feel like we can work on it together. I feel like new management in a new league, the Global League. Joe, I'm assuming your team is Team Joe Lowry?
No, I am Floating Stadium FC is what I am.
Nice.
Then I will be Team Joe Lowry. So for Team Joe Lowry, I think Kylian Mbappe is going to – we're going to like unify. He's going to buy in. He loves having this young, promising New Zealand goalkeeper on the team. So I feel like we're going to figure things out. He's used to having a very erratically built squad at PSG. I feel like this is all going to make him better.
Yeah. My team's called Team Everdy United, by the way, just so you know.
He's still on the board, Ryan.
Yeah. And he'll stay there until one of you picks him. Okay, Graham, your second pick, please.
So for my second pick, I'm going to look at the midfield, and I'm going to take off the board Rodri. Mm-hmm. So I realise that I'm taking a big club and a big country off the board for me there. That is the dilemma there. That's the thought process. But I think Rodri is the best in his position in the world, and he's like the central pillar of the team.
So, it's a great pick. That's an unreal pick.
I like that.
I'm going to take Rodri, and have I got another pick?
You do.
Is that how this works?
Yeah.
This is a little bit trickier. I am going to take Vinicius Jr. Oof. So again, big club, big country, but I think the quality of the player justifies it.
Very good. Very good. Okay. We are back to Taylor Rockwell.
Okay. Can Mbappe play forward? Can he play center forward for me? He could.
Totally.
He could, couldn't he? But I don't know if that's the way I want to go. I'm going to go in a different direction, except now I can't because I've already knocked out PSG. So that really limits some things that I wanted to do here. I will go with Victor Osimhen of Napoli and
good
Nigeria.
Pick. Good pick.
Okay. Very good. I'm going to decide my formation once I've got five or six players on the board, frankly.
This is going to go so well for you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, but I'm going to have a start. It's going to be high caliber. We'll let the Discord decide, frankly, Taylor. Harry Kane is my next pick, please. Of England. And of...
thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, better say than sorry.
UEFA.
All right.
Of UEFA.
I am coming around the bend here. I've got two picks back-to-back, and everything is coming together quite nicely.
Joe is an expert draft staller, is what I'm hearing already.
I am going to pick Alphonso Davies next of Canada, so that takes care of CONCACAF for me. My theory there on Davies is that he's the best player in CONCACAF by a pretty wide margin. Yeah. I don't know if my co-hosts are all on board with that after yesterday's show, but that is what I believe. And
almost
up next,
Jedi Robinson.
Almost as good. You know, they're like people are saying that Jedi is actually, you know, significantly better. Up next, I am going to take Achraf Hakimi from PSG.
Yeah, that's a great
one. Morocco. I knew, Taylor, that's who you were thinking of taking.
Yes,
he was also top of my board in Africa because I knew that I wasn't going to end up with Osimhen. So I guess he was maybe second on my board. But I like the value of getting one of the better right backs in the world and taking off one of the slightly lesser confederations in the process. So I've got Achraf Hakimi, Alphonso Davies as my fullbacks, Jude Bellingham, and Erling Haaland as my number nine.
Good stuff. My next pick, I'm going to go to CAF and take Mo Salah, please.
No.
Why? My theory, Graham, is he's quite good at soccer.
Ah, yeah, that'll be it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't know. He can sit on the right side of my attack.
He's good on Instagram as well.
Yeah, he's very good. I like everything about him. Mo Salah, please, and that's my CAF representation taken care of. My Egyptian pick taken care of. Also, there you go. Who's next? Taylor, you're up.
I am up.
Deep in thought here, flicking through the notes. Could be a while.
I just don't know if I want to take a Bayern player off the board right away. But I think I do. I'll go Kim Min-jae from Bayern Munich.
Ooh.
Center back. My right center back.
It's a great pick. He was second on my Asia board.
Yeah, the number one on my AFC is still there, and I'm kind of surprised by it. But I went with Mbappe over him.
Understandable, Taylor.
Very
understandable.
Good. Very good. Graham, are you up for a double pick now, I believe, sir?
Yeah. So I'm going to go a little bit left field here. I need a goalkeeper, right? And a lot of the goalkeepers come from, the best goalkeepers in the world, come from countries or clubs that I would like to keep them on the board if I've not already taken them off the board. So I thought, I think Thibaut Courtois, if I'm allowed to pick injured players, I think he's the best goalkeeper in the world. But I've already got Vinicius, so I can't go to Real Madrid again. I thought about Alisson, but I've taken Brazil off the board, and also I don't want to take a Liverpool player off the board. And then who was the other person that I'd thought of? Ederson, of course. I've taken Rodri from Man City. So I'm already feeling my options start to contract. So slightly left field option, but I'm going to take Jan Oblak, which takes Atletico Madrid. I thought Griezmann might be an option, but other than him, I'm not really taking anyone else from Atleti. And Slovenia. And there's nobody else from Slovenia that I want. So I'm going to take Jan Oblak for my goalkeeper. And then I need to bulk out my midfield with a little bit of physicality, I feel like. I've already got Rodri. I want a little bit more physicality before I add like a creative player into that midfield unit. And ideally want someone with quite a low, like quite a physical lower half of their body. So I'm going to take off the board. Yeah. Super Woo! John McGinn, please.
Pick of the round. Pick of the round so far. Congratulations, Graham. We can all get on board with that.
Graham, that makes me so happy for you.
Wow, excellent stuff. Taylor, is it you now? I think it is.
I think it is too. This is tricky. I'm already back to being tricky again. Because Joe... I think the Alphonso Davies pick is one of the smartest picks so far, if
Thank
I'm
you.
Being totally honest. Because there is a lot of good talent in CONCACAF, but I do think Alphonso Davies is probably the best player in the Confederation. So I will go with... Do I want to do Tyler Adams here? Is
yeah,
that
you
too
do.
Ridiculous?
You want to.
I do. I'm doing it. Tyler Adams as my central midfielder of Bournemouth. Let's make it happen.
Excellent stuff.
Ryan, you now have to pick your favorite player. Graham took John McGinn. Taylor took Tyler Adams. Now it's your turn to pick the player that you love most in your heart.
Okay. Well, I'm actually going to do that, Joe. I'm going to do that right now. I have a spot open on left wing. It's going to be Christian Pulisic taking my left wing.
Well done. Captain Son of America. Your best friends.
Exactly. Exactly. Basically, I'm in the family now, so I have to pick Christian Pulisic.
Basically your brother. Yeah.
Indeed, yeah. So I've got right wing Mo Salah, I've got Christian Pulisic on the other side, I've got Harry Kane in front of the up top, I've got De Bruyne and Messi just doing stuff somewhere in the middle. Wonderful.
Well, that is fantastic, Ryan. I will be taking my next two picks here. My first pick is Heung-min Son. That takes off Asia from my list. He was the top player in my opinion from Asia. And I have both winger spots open now. I just have one next to Erling Haaland. Okay, and with my next pick, I am going to take Ronald Araujo from Barcelona, Uruguay. Fills in one of my center back spots. I have not taken anybody from CONMEBOL just yet. I don't have any Barcelona players, and I don't have any center backs, so it feels like a good pick.
Okay, I've gone megastars with my picks so far. I'm going to lean into the Graham Taylor strategy right now. I'm going to take care of my OFC pick. I am picking... AFC Wimbledon goalkeeper, Nick Zanev.
There it is.
To go between the sticks for me. Of New Zealand, of the Mighty Dons. I think he's actually probably the biggest star I've got on the team so far. So there you go. That's my next pick. Who's next? We've got Taylor next, I believe.
Virgil van Dijk of Liverpool and the Netherlands. He will be my next pick. Thank you very much.
Very good. Graham?
I'm already feeling pessimistic about my team because I realised that Taylor has Mbappe and Osimhen. Is that correct?
You are correct.
As attacking difference makers.
Yes.
Ryan has got Kane. And Joe, you've got Haaland, right?
Yeah, Haaland and a few other fun boys.
There's a lot of attacking quality already off the board. And I have, I've got Vinicius, but... Other than that, I'm struggling a little bit. So I feel like I'm being pushed into looking at the attackers now to pick from. And that's where it gets a little bit tricky. So I think I am going to take for my centre forward, Lautaro Martinez, which takes Inter and Argentina off the board for me. I don't think. I've certainly not picked an Inter player. Nope, I haven't picked an Argentinian player either. Then I'm looking at the right wing as well. I am going to take off the board. Oh man, I don't know what to do here. I feel like I need to go to AFC quite soon because a lot of options have been taken off. Who took Son? Was that you, Joe? You took Son off the board.
Yep.
Has anyone else gone to Asia already to take someone? Taylor who did you go for?
Kim and Jai,
right. Yeah, that's another option that was on my list. I am going to take for the right wing, Japanese winger Taki Kubo. So that's Real Sociedad and Japan.
I love it. He's a TSS icon as well. So that's a great.
Obviously, there are better players that I could have had as a right winger, but I'm trying to take some of the more difficult ones off the board first before I end up having to select someone from Vietnam or something.
Here we go. The Shots Taylor Rockwell
fired in Vietnam. Wow.
Well, I'm the only non-American on this. I can get away with it.
Are you? Taylor Rockwell's on the board next.
You're American in spirit.
Taylor, what do you got?
Man, I kind of forgot that you can only have one per club, or one per nationality. Excuse
one
me.
Per
the one per nationality is the one that threw me for a second because I had a very, very clear pick that I wanted to go with, and now I no longer can because I have Kylian Mbappe. And he covers a lot of French players, which is a problem.
All so of them for you.
I will instead go Fede Valverde of Uruguay
nice.
And Real Madrid. I'm happy for him to be my Madrid player. I also, Joe, since you have taken a Uruguayan player, correct? Or was that Graham?
I have. I took Ronald Araujo.
In looking at South America, I'll buy whoever goes next a little bit of time. Do you feel Thanks. Like Uruguay are going to win Copa America? Because I sort of do. They
yeah,
have
that was my
tip
a while
team.
Ago.
My goodness, are they a good team. I have like the most Uruguayan players listed, maybe second to Brazil. I think it goes Brazil, Uruguay, and then Argentina.
And the last time we spoke about them, I don't think they've played any internationals since like November. They were good. Like I watched a couple of their matches. Bielsa's their coach. Yeah, I think Uruguay are going to be strong at this Copa America.
Good stuff. Excellent. All right, I believe I am up next, if no one has any objections to that. I'm going to fill in my left-back slot. I am going to fill in my Spanish nationality player. I'm going to pick Alex Grimaldo as my left-back in my team, please. The flying fullback of Bayer Leverkusen. Joe, you've got two picks coming up. I will ask you to pick one of them. We're going to take a break, so then we've each done seven rounds, I believe, at that point. Then we're going to fill out the rest of the team after the break. So your first pick, please.
All right, my first pick, is Alisson still on the board? Yay or nay?
Yes.
I think he is.
Alisson is... Only two goalkeepers gone.
Perfect. Thank you, Taylor. Alisson will be my first pick. I don't have any Brazilians. I don't have any Liverpool players. And I still have to deal with OFC, but that's coming later. So Alisson is going to be my starting goalkeeper.
Wonderful stuff. All right. If I am correct, we have all picked seven players at this point. We've got another four to pick in our teams. And this is where it gets spicy, everybody, because our options are somewhat limited. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we fill out our teams. Back shortly.
Today's episode is brought to you by Shopify. On the Total Soccer Show, we often talk about the importance of a manager who can clearly and effectively communicate their tactics and then a squad of players capable of executing that approach, but also adding some individual flair along the way. And that's the same relationship you're getting with Shopify. You tell them how you want things to work or what you need to get done, and they execute the game plan, sometimes even better than you could have expected, with Shopify Magic, their AI-powered all-star. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real store stage, all the way to the did we just hit over a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. From what I've heard from family members who use Shopify for their online store, which has evolved into an amazing brick-and-mortar location, Shopify has helped with that growth, and with every step along the way, they've made it easier to process and track orders, run the business day-to-day, and help with long-term growth as well. So whether you're auctioning autographed jerseys or selling custom stadium prints, both of which are awesome, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, the aforementioned AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States and is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, their extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/TSS. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TSS now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. One more time, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/TSS. This episode is supported by FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club has finally been promoted into League Two after 15 seasons in the National League. Dedicated staff and supporters celebrate the city's return to glory while bracing for the newfound challenges that come with being in a higher league. Will Wrexham AFC stand up to the challenge and rise again into League One? FX's Welcome to Wrexham premieres May 2nd on FX. Stream on Hulu.
Welcome back to the TSS 2024 Super Draft, listener. I can assure you there was no panicked research from any of us during that little break as we head into our final four positions in our 11s. Joe, I believe we're going back down the snake, and you set us off in this next round, please.
Okay, it is back to me. I am going to take, and I had a little time to prep. There was no panicked research for me. It was just research. I had time to prep, and I will be taking Bernardo Silva of Manchester City. I don't have any Man City players. I don't have any Portuguese players. I still need OFC. That's going to come later. So that checks all the boxes. Bernardo Silva will be in midfield for me.
Excellent stuff. Very good. How's Bernardo come this far down the...
I don't know.
Because
I know
we're picking
Graham
all of the players in the world.
Graham took Rodri.
I think maybe.
Who took Ruben Dias? He's off the board, right?
He's still on the board. That's who I thought you were going to take when you said City and Portugal. That's where I thought you were going.
Gotcha. No. I've got a special center back surprise coming at the end. So.
Ooh.
It's not a surprise. His name's been said on the show.
John Brooks.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of my notes, though, Taylor. Seriously, that's not cool.
Speaking of centre backs, I'm going to get my AFC representation into my team with Japan's Hiroki Ito, also of Stuttgart. Of course, he's going to play in the middle of the defense for me.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know why he said it like that, but I didn't enjoy it.
I did not like that.
So we really have reached the point where, like, I have to make some tough choices here, because if I pick one, it kind of like kills the rest of the team, basically, in a lot of ways. It's a tricky one. Basically, is Martin Odegaard better than Bukayo Saka, is the question.
Mm. So do you need both an attacking midfielder and a winger?
Yes.
Mm.
And I have options. It's just sort of like, which one do I rate more highly there?
My two cents, it's not asked for, is that Bukayo Saka is probably better relative to most of his tiers than than Martin Odegaard is. And I say that saying I can't pick Martin Odegaard because I already have Erling Haaland. So this is unbiased advice. I would probably lean Saka
it is. Thanks,
of
Joe.
The two.
Thank you. That's what I needed. Because it also does give me, I think you're also correct, what I'm realizing and looking at my notes, I have some other right wingers, none of them really impressing. And then the two that I was like definitely going to pick are both killed because of the nationality part of this equation. So it's been a shuffle over here. It's been a shuffle. But Bukayo Saka for me of Arsenal and England, obviously.
Okay, excellent stuff. Graham, I believe you're up, sir, with a double pick.
So, also thanks to Joe from me, because my next pick was always going to be Martin Odegaard, and so
you're
I
welcome,
was a little
Graham.
Bit concerned there that Taylor was going to take him off
saw,
the board.
I saw the so smile, Graham, I'm not going to lie. I saw the like, oh no.
So I will take Martin Odegaard to complete my midfield of John McGinn and midfielders that he dominated in Euro 2024 qualifying, Rodri and Martin Odegaard. I've got a second pick, right, Ryan?
Yep.
This is where it gets a little bit trickier, because I backed myself into a corner with CONCACAF. I've realised I've got a bit of an issue here with CONCACAF. Christian Pulisic, off the board. Alphonso Davies, off the board. Those are kind of the two clear superstars in that region.
How dare you?
Is that for Tyler Adams?
You're
or...
damn right it is.
All right, okay, sure. I've already got Rodri. And I think, controversial statement, Taylor, but I think I'm taking Rodri over Tyler Adams.
That's okay. Some people are wrong and some people are me.
I need some defensive figures, and CONCACAF doesn't really lend itself to that.
I
think we're going Team Chaos over here.
That was cold.
So I'm going Sergino Dest as my right back. I know he's had a rough time recently, but it is a hill that I am willing to die on that Sergino Dest is actually quite good and made the wrong career choice by going to Barcelona. So in my team, which I'm naming Super John McGinn's Superstars, I think Sergino Dest is, we're going to get full potential Sergino Dest
Graham,
in this team.
Between Dest and his ability to punt the ball high up out of the stadium and Lautaro Martinez's ability to punt the ball high out of the stadium in penalty kick moments, you have a really high field goal percentage, I think, in your team. That could come back and be helpful later on.
Yeah, we're playing rugby, Joe. Is this meant to be a football team? Sorry.
Oh, no,
must have missed
good.
That.
You're good.
Kenny Seiden didn't say it had to be a football team.
That's true. That's very true. Taylor, I believe we come back to you for your third to last pick, is this? Possibly.
Looks like it. I will go with João Cancelo, the right back of Barcelona. And
what's his name? Sorry,
João Cancelo.
There it is.
Excellent. Solid pick there. I, with my next pick, am going to fill my defensive midfield position with the first Frenchman and the only Frenchman in my team, Aurélien Tchouaméni, is going to come in for me.
I'm jealous. So you don't have any Real Madrid players? I feel taking Bellingham off the board so early made my life really difficult with looking for other players who are good at soccer that happen to play for Real Madrid. That's a great pick, right?
Yeah.
That's really that's
you've made
well
me
done.
Panic, but I do not. He's my only Madrid player.
I just ask out of pure jealousy and nothing else. it is me, correct? I've got two back-to-back.
It you.
All right, so I should have three roster spots open at this point in time.
What do you have open, Joe? Just
I have center back open, I have defensive midfield open, and I have right wing open.
Cool.
Those are my three spots. I'm going to start off with, I can't believe I don't have a Frenchman on my team, which is very, very surprising to me. I'll be picking Antoine Griezmann, and he will be playing tucked inside on the right wing like he does often for Atletico Madrid. So I'm going with Griezmann on one side. I have Heung-Min Son on the other. And in defensive midfield, I just really don't feel good about this. I think I have my mind made up between these two players, but I want to toss it out to the group anyway to get feedback. Moises Caicedo or Granit Xhaka? I have already picked in my mind. I'm probably not going to change, but I'm curious. Ryan, you're looking quizzical.
Caicedo.
Graham?
Generally Caicedo, but this season Xhaka. I know that probably doesn't help at all.
No. I get what you mean. Yeah, they're fun. Taylor?
I would say the exact same thing that Graham said, but I would still lean Caicedo.
Yeah, he was already in bold in my notes. Moises Caicedo. I don't have any Ecuador players at this point. There was room for him in my team because I also don't have any Chelsea players. I don't think any of us have any Chelsea players.
That's deliberate.
Yeah, which feels deliberate, and I wasn't trying to do that, but Moises Caicedo will be locking down my midfield.
Excellent. Was that two picks, Joe?
That was two.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I have a right-back position open, and I have a centre-back position open. I believe I'm going to fulfil my right-back duties with Mr. Denzel Dumfries of Inter Milan. He is my first Inter player. I do not believe I have any other Dutchmen. I think I'm still within the rules as per Kenny Seiden, Denzel Dumfries.
Flying through the air right now.
There we go. There we go. Taylor, I think it's you with your penultimate pick.
Yes, it is. And I have left back and central midfield. The left back thing gets complicated because does anyone else have a left back left?
No. Okay. Mine's already taken.
Because, like, Teo Hernandez was my obvious pick here, but France. And Mbappe really kind of should have stuck with my guns and not taken Mbappe. I'm realizing it has limited me effectively pretty strongly. So it does then shut down a lot of options, not having him as my left back. I think I have two potential candidates. So it's either Destiny Udogier, maybe Purvis Estupiñan, unless I'm missing another left back that is very obvious in this equation. But I don't believe I am. So I think I will go with Purvis Estupiñan of Ecuador and Brighton.
Very nice indeed. Graham, I believe you're going to fill out your team with your final two picks now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so I have left the centre-backs to last. You can really see where the priority for me lay in picking this team. I also have not picked a CAF player. An African player. I'm just going through my team. No, I haven't. So I need to an African centre back, and for that, I am going to Edmund Tapsoba, which takes Leverkusen off the board.
And Burkina Faso. And I know you had a lot of other Burkina Faso players.
Yeah, there's a long list of Burkina Faso players that I had, which I think then means I've got a free hit at my other centre back because I have AFC, CAF, CONMEBOL, CONCACAF, UEFA, OFC. Yep, I do. And so I just need to find a centre back from a country and a club. Yeah, but I've limited myself, obviously, with picking from certain countries and clubs. So I don't think I've not picked a Real Madrid player and I've not picked a German player. So I'm going to have Antonio Rudiger as my other central defender.
Very nice.
So Tapsoba and Rudiger.
Okay, Graham, so you're complete and you're satisfied that you have all six confederations covered and you've not breached anything?
I'm pretty sure. I'm just going over things now. Do we not have any stewards? Did we scrimp on the stewards?
We did.
That's what we've... No.
The stewards are the Discord when we realise if we've messed anything up post-episode. Taylor, I believe you have one position left to fill. Do you have any confederations left to fill?
No, I'm all good on my confederations. I just have a central midfielder, and I am choosing... I'll do what Joe did. I have, I think, a leading contender for this spot. But if you all were choosing between Bruno Guimarães of Brazil and Newcastle and Nicolò Barella of Inter and Italy, who would you go with?
Barella.
Barella.
Do you, well, what do you want from the player? Do you want them to sit a little bit deeper or do you want them to range a little bit higher?
Because
if you need a more defensive-minded player...
He wants a Discord to like them more is what he wants.
That's probably fair. If you want a more defensive-minded player that the Discord will probably like, I would go Guimarães. But if you want someone to go a bit more box-to-box, I'd go Barella.
Barella it is. Thank you, Joe.
Haha, he thanks me and not you guys. Suck it.
Wow. Humility all around. Okay, I believe I'll be making my final pick of the draft now. I have one position open. It is in central defense.
Chiellini.
What did you say?
Chiellini.
No. We're not allowed to pick the worst person in the world. That's part of the Kenny Sutton's rules. I'm going to go for Barcelona player Ronald Araujo.
Nope, took him. Sorry.
Off the board.
Oh, no!
I mean, Ronald Araujo, I'm a big fan of Ronald Araujo, but how has he been picked twice off the board?
Because he's CONMEBOL and he's from a team
Uruguay.
That you're not going to have anyone else from.
Yep.
He plays for Barcelona.
So what do you need, Ryan?
Oh, I need a centre-back.
And from CONMEBOL specifically?
No, I don't have any... I don't need to fulfill any confederations now.
You could pick a different Barcelona player if you got a spot.
What are the big clubs
there?
You have open left?
Yeah.
Barcelona?
You could go with Andreas Christensen, Jules Koundé. I don't know if you have any
Koundé.
Your team.
Do you have Manchester United?
I don't.
No way Graham just dumped on Ronald Araujo and then
are
I wanted to Jules Koundé. Jules Koundé.
Lissandro Martinez is a potential. You've taken somebody from England. You took Harry Kane, right?
Yeah.
So Lissandro Martinez is one. Let me see if I have other center backs that might appeal. Oh, there's a bunch.
I can't have Koundé because I've got French covered.
What about
Odilon Kasonu of Leverkusen and Ivory Coast? Evan Ndicka of Roma and Ivory Coast.
You could also take an Atleti player if you don't have one already.
Ooh.
Jose Maria Jimenez.
Another Uruguayan, right? Or is he Argentine?
Mm-hmm. He's Uruguayan.
Yeah, I can't.
We can't do Argentina, but you can still do Uruguay. Or Andreas Christensen. Uruguay? He's just floating out there in the ether, waiting for you to pick him up. Timo Werner also might be interested in playing out of position.
Have I got a
German? One of us should have done like a cursed TSS selection, like Eric Garcia, Brendan Aronson, Timo Werner.
You have an
all our favorite players.
You have an Inter player already, right?
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go Christensen because I don't have any Germans. I'm pretty sure.
Ooh,
no, he's Danish. He's Danish, isn't he?
Yeah,
I'm fine.
You're clear either way.
Yeah, cool. All right, Christensen, it is. Thank you very much. That is my final pick.
Am I about to do the last pick of the 2024 TSS MLS Super Draft? I am picking an MLS player. I cannot believe I got the second most valuable OFC player with the very last pick of the draft. Bill Tuiloma, Ryan's best friend, Charlotte FC player. He is my final pick. He'll be next to Ronald Araujo in my back line. Guys, I love floating Stadium FC so much. I'm so happy.
Oh, you should be very proud, Joe. We should all be very proud of our draft here. We are complete. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go through our teams real quick. Maybe we'll decide who is the bestest of the bestest. Back shortly.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Total Soccer Show, welcome back to the 2024 TSS Super Draft. The shoulders have dropped. We're a bit more relaxed than we were in the first two blocks of this podcast. Let's take a look through our teams real quick. Graham, talk us through your selection. Did you give us a name? John McGinn Superstars, wasn't it? That's right.
Super John McGinn Superstars. Super John Don't forget McGinn's, the super.
Of course. Tautologies are very welcome.
Super Draft.
Indeed. What's going on with your team? How are you shaping up? What's your formation as well?
So I think I'm just in a pretty orthodox 4-3-3. So do you want me to run through my team from front to back, just to remind everyone of,
if you
of
would.
Who I've picked? Okay, so my goalkeeper is Jan Oblak, so that's Atleti in Slovenia off the board. Left back, Liberato Kachachi, my number one draft pick of New Zealand and Empoli in Serie A. Centre backs of Antonio Rudiger, obviously Germany and Real Madrid, Edmund Tapsoba, Burkina Faso and Leverkusen, and then right back Sergino Dest, Captain Chaos himself, USA and PSV. Defensive midfield, or midfield anchor, however you want to describe it, Rodri, Spain and Man City. Then I've got Super John McGinn himself, Scotland and Aston Villa. Attacking midfield, creative midfield, Martin Odegaard, Norway and Arsenal. Then I've got left wing, Vinicius Jr., Brazil and Real Madrid, of course. Oh, no! I've made a mistake here. I've got Vinicius and Rudiger in the same team.
Uh-oh.
The penalty, as discussed, Graham, is that you get a Serbian fourth-tier player, unfortunately. Oh, man. Just keep scrolling on Transfermarkt until you get to the bottom.
I kept track of everything so
right.
well.
Ooh, so
as well, right.
Graham,
so we'll have to come back to that one. So it's Antonio Rudiger who's going to come out of my team. But anyway, I'm keeping Vinicius. My right winger is Taki Kubo of Japan and Real Sociedad, and then Lautaro Martinez of Argentina Inter as my striker. My other central defender, man, this is now difficult.
Hang on. Graham has to play with 10 men, surely. That should be the rules, right?
The man sent off now.
Surely.
Wait,
surely
can we do, what if you have
I'm
to
not
pick
gonna
a
lie.
Lower division player?
I feel like that's kind of fair.
Yeah. It has to be. You can't just take another pick after the draft.
It was my last pick.
You get to
put in my last pick.
You have to put in a Welsh centre-back. That's the deal.
Oh, no.
That's good. I'm good with that.
You can have a Wrexham player. There you go. How's that?
I was going to say a Scottish player, okay, but you already took John McGinn. So
I'll take Ben Davis then, if that's the punishment. Spurs and Wales. I don't think I've got a Spurs player.
Yes.
Nope, I don't. I certainly don't have a Wales player, so Ben Davis.
Sad,
I was
sad
feeling quite
Graham.
Good about my team as well. Okay, so there we go. I've taken out Rudiger and I've put in Ben Davis.
Okay, thank you very much. Taylor, would you care to talk us through your team of 11, please, and how they're shaping up?
Yes, with my obvious second pick overall, I took Alex Paulsen, the young goalkeeper from Wellington Phoenix and New Zealand. at left back, I've got Purvis Estupiñan of Brighton and Ecuador. Center backs would be Virgil van Dijk and Kim Min-jae with João Cancelo at right back. So that was Liverpool, Bayern, and Barcelona. And then Netherlands, South Korea, and Portugal crossed off the list for me. My midfield three in a 4-3-3 would be Tyler Adams as the deepest of Bournemouth and the United States, Fede Valverde of Madrid and Uruguay, and then making sure I don't have double Uruguay for a moment. Whew! And then Nico Barella of Inter and Italy is my other central midfielder. And then my front three, it's Kylian Mbappe of PSG in France, Victor Osimhen of Napoli in Nigeria, and at right wing, Bukayo Saka of Arsenal and England.
That's a stacked front three. That is a very, very
pretty
fun
happy with
front
that.
Three. Taylor, you should be proud.
I'm still, I feel like I'm beating myself up for a couple mistakes. Like, I'm not sure João Cancelo is the right back I should have taken. He killed Portugal, and I realize how many Portuguese players I could have thrown in there. Like, I still had Bruno Fernandes as one of my possibilities, but as soon as I took João Cancelo, that removed him as a possibility. So it is weird how quickly players have to be removed from the list once you've taken somebody else.
Okay. My team, I'm going to run through the team of Werner FC. In goal, Nick Zanev of the mighty AFC Wimbledon, covering my OFC pick. My back four, I've got Hiroki Ito and Andreas Christensen in the middle. I've got Denzel Dumfries on the right, and I've got Alex Grimaldo on the left. I've got a 4-1-4-1 is the best I can put these players into, basically. So that's my back four. Aurelien Tchouameni is my holding midfielder.
Who is going to be tired.
Yeah, particularly because he's going to have to defend a League 2 goalkeeper who doesn't really play, which is fun. That's another
Remember when you laughed at us for taking New Zealand players off the board very quickly, Ryan? I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I'm still laughing, by the way.
It's just as well, Ryan, that you've taken fullbacks as well that are really defensive. Yeah, that's a problem as well. Is anyone going to be left in your team's half at any point?
I'm not going to need him, Graham. I'm not going to need him because we're going to be in the other half for the entire 90 because my front five is incredible. I've got... In attacking midfield, Messi and De Bruyne. On the wings, I've got Mo Salah and Christian Pulisic, and I've got Harry Kane in front of them.
That's why
I'm not laughing at those first round draft picks, because I feel like I'm pretty stacked up top in my 4-1.
A lot of defense in there.
You're going for 5-4 score lines, Portland Thorns, Casey Current style. I like it.
Brendan Rodgers would love to coach this team. That's what I'm saying.
Graham Saber.
He'd love it. Yeah, indeed. Joe Lowry. Your team, please.
So, unlike two of my co-hosts, I've gone with a professional goalkeeper. I have Alisson in goal, the one position where you get to use your hands and have outsized impacts on the game. I've got Alisson in goal. That takes Liverpool and Brazil off of the list. I've got Achraf Hakimi, who took care of CAF for me, right back at PSG in Morocco. I have Ronald Araujo for Barcelona and Uruguay as one of my center backs. I have Bill Tuiloma, who is the weak point in my team. There's no doubt about that, but is a capable center back. He is Charlotte FC in New Zealand off the board. Alphonso Davies is my left back. Bayern
We're all
Munich.
Clamoring for Charlotte players.
Yeah, no, I know. Ryan certainly was.
Joe took him with the last pick. Yeah,
you're welcome. Bayern Munich and Canada. I've got Moises Caicedo of Chelsea and Ecuador anchoring my midfield, doing a lot of box-to-box work and a lot of going from side to side. Jude Bellingham will be crashing the box out of his number 8 position, Real Madrid in England. Bernardo Silva will be pulling a lot of the strings from central midfield, Manchester City and Portugal. And then my front three, I have Antoine Griezmann on the right side, tucking inside into that half space. I have Heung-Min Son doing the same thing on the left side, making those line stretching runs. And then Erling Haaland scoring 2 goals a game, Manchester... No!
Uh-oh.
Guys,
Joe done it as well.
No,
yeah, he took 2 City players.
I had Real Madrid down in my notes, and I had Haaland down as Madrid, which is also illegal because I already have Jude Bellingham. Guys, this is not good.
Head's gone.
All right, what's the punishment? Wow. What's the punishment? Bernardo Silva's out.
10 men.
No, Graham got an extra player.
Someone. He gets to pick a Welsh player.
Okay, a Welsh player.
I think because you've had Erling Haaland, I think you have to pick a Norwegian player from the 1994 World Cup.
Wait, is it Haaland that's coming out? Because if it's Haaland coming out, it's surely Beefy Keefe that's going in.
Oh, that's so tempting, Graham, actually. It is Bernardo Silva who's coming out. Wow, guys, this is so sad. This is a really big bummer. I don't know. Harry Wilson, I guess, is going into my team.
Kids these days not following the rules.
That's so sad. Wow.
I love this for you, Joe.
Wow. I'll be honest, I felt really good about my team before. I still feel mostly okay about it. Harry Wilson, Fulham, Wales, it's fine. But I'm bummed, guys. I'm bummed.
On that note, sorry to hear that, Joe. Yeah. Taylor, by the way, thank you for making your team compliant with the rules. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks to you, Ryan. I appreciate that at least 2 of us can follow the rules. You know? Yeah.
Guys,
thank
I've just clocked at my back four is Sergino Dest, Edmund Tapsoba, Ben Davis, and Liberato Kachachi. Yeah. I could have picked from any players in the world. And that's the back four I ended up with.
We made fun of Ryan's defense, and that's what Graham's rocking with.
I'm feeling okay about my mostly balanced team at this point.
Okay, well, we're going to turn it over to the people now. We're going to let them judge these teams. We're going to turn this to our Discord, in fact, patreon.com/totalsoccershow, if you'd like access to our Discord and to support us via that manner. I think after this Discord have had their say, we'll also publish these on Elon's site maybe as well, so that the greater good can take a look at these as well. But voting and opinions in the Discord.
Harry Wilson, unbelievable.
There we go. Super draft concluded. Taylor Rockwell, thank you again for doing it and doing it well.
I think thank you to Harry Wilson in particular. Team Joe Lowry SC over here is feeling pretty confident.
Wonderful stuff. Graham, you feeling good?
Super John McGinn's on my team. Yeah, I'm feeling good.
There you go.
He went on his own.
It's always sunny with John McGinn, as they say. Thank you, Graham. Joe Lowry, a pleasure. Thank you very much for mostly doing what you're supposed to do with your team.
Up the Harry Wilsons, baby. Up the Harry Wilsons.
And listener, thank you for joining us through this one. We hope you enjoyed us. Let us know if you did, and keep it to yourself if you didn't. We'll be back on the feed very shortly. But for now, bye! Slash it.